שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר כתבי רבש כרך א' בעמוד 267 את המאמר.
We are reading from the writings of Rabash, the agenda of the assembly 2. As always, you can ask questions on Kabla TV. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. We're reading from the social writings of Rabash, the agenda of the assembly 2.
We see, where did I see it? The article was written in 1985-1986. So about a year after the first group that I brought to Rabash arrived. Meaning this article, Rabash is writing to people he knows, he understands what they need to do, where they need to go, what they need to yearn for. So it's good that we're learning this article, since he refers to people who are already in some way on the path, not to complete beginners.
The agenda of the assembly 2. In Masechet Brachot, our sages wrote, Rabbi Shamlai said, one should always praise the Creator and then pray. From where do we have that? From Moses, as it is written, and I pleaded. Bala Salam interpreted that when one wishes to ask for a favor from one from another, he must know, A, if he has what he asks of him, because if he doesn't, there's no point in asking, and B, that he has a kind heart. This is so because he may have what he asks, but not the kind of heart that would give.
ולכן צריכים לסדר מקודם שבחו של הקדוש ברוך הוא.
Hence, first one needs to praise the Creator, meaning believe that the Creator has everything that one is asking for, and that the Creator is merciful and grants everyone his wish for the best.
משאלותיו לטובה. ולפי זה יוצא לעינינו,
it turns out that when the friends gather in one place, the assembly is certainly for a purpose, since when one allocates part of his time, which he would use for his own needs, relinquishing his engagements and partaking in an assembly, he wishes to acquire something. Thus, it is important to try that when each of the friends goes home, he should see what he came to the assembly with, and what he has acquired now that he's going home. Sometimes, during the assembly of friends, everyone feels good during the meeting. At that time, it does not occur to them to contemplate with which possession they will go home. Meaning, what I have in my hand, which I acquired at the assembly of friends and did not have before I came to the society. And then he sees that he has nothing. This is similar to what is written. When you come into your friend's vineyard, you may eat grapes until you have satiated your soul, but do not put any in your vessels. We should interpret that when the friends gather, this is called your friend's vineyard. When you sit and eat and drink together, talking about this and that, and the body enjoys during the action. This is similar to, you may eat grapes until you have satiated your soul. But when you go home and wish to see what you have in your kelim, to take some livelihood home, when we leave the gathering and wish to examine what we have in our kelim after all the partying, we see that, but do not put any in your vessels. In other words, there is nothing in the kelim with which to revive the soul after the assembly. However, when one exerts, he should make certain that it is not without reward. It is, as we say in the prayer, and came unto Zion, lest we touch in vain. Rather, when one goes to an assembly, he should acquire nourishments there, so that when he goes home, he will be able to see if he has something to put in the kelim. Then he will have the nourishments to feed himself until the next meeting. And until that time, he will have from what has been prepared, meaning from what he has acquired during the assembly of friends. Therefore, first one must praise the importance of the gathering, and then see what to acquire from that activity. It is, as our sages said, one should always praise the Creator and then pray.
זאת אומרת, תחילת הישיבה, היינו, תחילת הדיבורים.
In other words, the beginning of the assembly, meaning the beginning of the discussions, which is the beginning of the assembly, should be about praising the society. Each and every one must try to provide the reasons and explanations for their merit and importance. They should speak of nothing but the praise of society. Finally, its praise should be disclosed by all the friends. Then they should say, now we are through with stage one of the assembly of friends, and stage two begins. Then each will state his mind about the actions we can take, so that each and every one will be able to acquire the love of friends. What each person can do to acquire love in his heart for the each and every one of the in the society. And once stage two is completed, suggestions regarding what can be done in favor of society begins stage three. This concerns carrying out of the friend's decisions about what should be done. And regarding the praise of society, in Matan Torah, he introduces the matter of love of friends, that by bonding with the friends, he can obtain the greatness of the Creator. The whole world is immersed in self-love, and he wishes to go by the path of bestowal. But this is against the common view, because this is the nature we were born with due to the purpose of creation, which is, as was said, his will to do good to his creatures.
וכל הכוח שאנו יכולים ללכת נגד זה, שהוא לעשות מעשה להפך, שלא די.
And all our power to resist it, to act to the contrary, that not only do we not want to receive for ourselves, but we rather want to give, which is considered that all our actions will be only to bestow contentment upon our Maker, is because it is within the nature of bestowal that when one gives to an important person, he enjoys it. It turns out that without pleasure, one cannot do anything because it is against nature.
However,
we can replace the pleasure, This means that instead of receiving pleasure from an act of reception, we will wish to receive pleasure from an act of bestowal. This is called equivalence of form. We should say that as the Creator enjoys giving to the creatures, we should enjoy giving to the Creator.
בזה שאנו משפיעים להבורא. אחרת, היינו, אם בעת
שמשפיעים
להבורא, אין לנו שמחה.
Meaning, if we have no joy or pleasure while we give to the Creator, we are blemishing the equivalence of form. It's as our sages said, there was no joy before him as on the day when heaven and earth were created. There was no joy before the Creator since the day the world was created, like the joy that he is destined to rejoice with the righteous in the future. Therefore, if we have no joy while we are keeping the commandments of the Creator, then if one aims in order to bestow, it is not considered equivalence of form, because one can only be glad where there is pleasure. It turns out that if he has no delight or pleasure in giving to the Creator, it is still not regarded as equivalence of form, that he has room to receive the upper abundance, since he is still lacking the pleasure that the Creator has while giving to the creatures. It therefore follows that the whole basis upon which we can receive delight and pleasure, and which is permitted for us to enjoy, and is even mandatory, is to enjoy an act of bestowal. Thus, there is one point we should work on, appreciation of spirituality. This is expressed in paying attention to whom I turn, with whom I speak, whose commandments I am keeping, and whose laws am I learning, meaning in seeking advice concerning how to appreciate the giver of the
Torah.
And before one obtains some illumination from above by himself, he should seek out like-minded people who are also seeking to enhance the importance of any contact with the Creator in whatever way. And when many people support it, everyone can receive assistance from his friend.
וצריכים לדעת כי מיעוט רבים שניים. זאת אומרת,
we should know that two is the least plural. This means that if two friends sit together and contemplate how to enhance the importance of the Creator, they already have the strength to receive enhancement of the greatness of the Creator in the form of awakening from below. And for this act, the awakening from above follows, and they begin to have some sensation of the greatness of the Creator. According to what is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure that now he has something with which to serve the king. To the extent that the society regards the greatness of the Creator with their thoughts during the assembly, each according to his degree originates the importance of the Creator in him. Thus he can walk all day in the world of gladness and joy. Meaning, he enjoys every little thing that he does concerning the work of the Creator. This is so because if he remembers that he should contemplate spirituality for even a minute, he immediately says, I'm already grateful and praising and glorifying the Creator, since he believes that now the Creator has called him and wishes to speak with him. And when a person imagines that the king is calling him and tells him that he wants to play with him, what joy would he experience then? And what high spirits would he have? Certainly, in that uplifted state, he would not think any trifle thoughts. He would only be a little embarrassed at not knowing the king's laws and manners, how to behave when the king speaks to him. But he considers what he does know how to do for the king as a great fortune, since he nonetheless knows some rules by which to keep the king's commandments, which he learned at school when he was young. And now that he has grown and wishes to serve the king, he will certainly miss the knowledge of the king's laws. It turns out that his concern is that he does not know what gives the king more pleasure, which act or which intention. And other than that, he lives in a world that is all good. While gathering for the assembly, this is what the society should think, and to speak of the greatness of society, as it is written, one should always praise the Creator and then pray. It's the same with society. When we wish to demand something of the society, and this is called praying, we must first establish the merit of the society and then pray, meaning demand of the society to give us what we want from it. Thus, first we need to see what the society has, which possessions they have, which we can receive from them by bonding with them. Perhaps we do not need the possession that the society has, but moreover, we run as far away from it as possible. Accordingly, when one comes to the assembly of friends, he should always see whether or not the friends have the goal that he craves, that each of them has some grip on that goal. And he thinks that by everyone bonding together for one goal, each will have his own share, as well as the shares of the whole of society. It follows that each member of the society will have the same strength as the whole of society together. Each one should seriously consider the purpose of the gathering, that it should bring about a sensation, following the assembly of friends, that each one has something in his hand which he can put in his vessels, and that he is not in the form of, but do not put any in your vessels. Each one should consider that if he does not sit especially attentive during the assembly, not only does he himself lose, but he also corrupts the whole of society. This is similar to what is written in the Midrash. Two people went inside a boat. One of them began to drill beneath him, making a hole in the boat. He told him, "Why are you drilling?" And he replied, "Why should you care? I'm drilling under me, not under you." So he replied, "You fool, both of us will drown together with the boat." And after they speak of the importance and necessity of the society, there begins the order of correction. How and with what can we reinforce the society to become one block? As it's written, and there Israel camped before the mount, and it was explained as one man in one heart. The order should be that anyone with a suggestion that can improve the love of friends, it should be discussed, but it must be accepted by all the friends, so there is no issue of coercion here. Thus far, we discussed the connection between man and man, which is to bring us the connection between man and God. As it's written in Matan Torah, it follows that as they speak of the importance of love of friends, and that its whole importance is that it leads us to the love of the Creator, they should also think that the love of friends should bring us into the importance of the love of the Creator.
כן, זאת אומרת, זה הולך בדיוק באותם הנתיבות, באותם השלבים, כלפי החברים.
Yes, this is following the same path, the same stages towards the friends as we learn, and we can work with it now, specifically now during our state, and from that, we can come to love of the Creator, meaning degrees where we reveal the Creator, and we start to be in adhesion with Him.
PT
27.
Question is whether this relates to every time the friends meet without the presence of the teacher. Is that the inner process we all each time have to go through?
First of all, when you meet without the presence of the teacher, this is called an assembly of friends. If the teacher is present, it's a lesson, it's a study, it's something else. But a gathering of friends, an assembly of friends, is when everyone's equal. There's no teacher among them.
In a time of a meal, too, this process needs to be like a tens meeting or any common activity, any mutual activity.
What can I tell you? It depends. There are many kinds of meals. There's a meal of gratitude, yahrzeit meal, memorial meal, a meal celebrating someone or something, a holiday meal, a festive meal. I can't tell you in which meal yes and which meal no. You decide. People who participate in the meal decide what kind of meal it needs to be. And accordingly, what do you read during the meal? You need to read something. A meal without learning from even a single verse is not a Kabbalistic meal, in short. So, that's how we need to relate to it.
No.
There is the infrastructure that he sets in the beginning, that first a person should praise the place, and he says it with respect to the society. So with regards to that, if I understand, we have to praise the ten from which a person can receive everything.
Yes.
So is that the infrastructure we need to have in every meeting, in every meal?
is always, not only during the meal, but always, I need to exist to live in a sensation that I have a 10, a kli, and on my part I have to constantly strengthen and reinforce that kli, and I expect that this kli will hold me and give me strength. This is my feeling, it should be my constant feeling throughout my life. I to my beloved to me, that's how I relate to the Creator through the 10, and I wish the Creator to relate to me like that. Of course, He doesn't have any other way. This is our work.
Africa. Africa.
Rav, what does it mean to be attentive during the gathering, and how can we optimize this for the maximum benefit of the society?
We need to try and connect our hearts to a single goal. It doesn't matter that each one of us, of course, is in different states, but we have to connect the hearts to one goal because our hearts will rejoice in Him. We need to establish clearly before us what are we yearning for, how do we yearn for it, what states do we yearn for, although they're different, and to be in it like we're going on an attack, although each one is coming to it from his internality, which is different than his friends, but nevertheless the goal is clear before our eyes and we are trying to hit it.
What does it mean to connect the hearts?
I can't tell you. You can learn it from your attitude towards parents, towards kids, family, people you love compared to people you hate. Learn from that what is the meaning of connecting the hearts. For us, connecting the hearts is different because no one owes anything to anyone. Rather, because we have a goal that cannot be attained alone, we connect between us in order to attain that goal. Meaning, for us, the connection determines the goal, the tendency towards the goal, the desire for the goal. It can't be that I don't love the friends and I yearn for the goal. It means that I don't understand what I'm doing. Rather, the goal has to be for us, first of all, as a result of our deeds, our common deeds. The goal has to appear to me as a result of the connection between us. I cannot locate the Creator or imagine the Creator before me except as a sum total of our tendencies and inclinations, because He is the sum total, the inclusive. So when I yearn for that total that comes from all our hearts together, I receive depiction of the Creator. So I can't attain Him unless I'm connected to all the friends. This depends on that. One belongs to the other and one determines the other. Think about what I said now.
Rav, if I try to see my friends all the time higher and higher, if I try to see that they are in bestow, that they are in spirituality, is it called strengthen the environment? Strengthen the ten?
Love Davka.
Not necessarily. You also need to strengthen yourself since you can bestow to them and they depend on you. Then you will also have the responsibility to participate with them together. It's not that you're the smallest one and take care of me, I'm in your arms. No. Also, an adult, I wish to help. You cannot attain the goal without me, and consequently I need to be responsible for it. You understand? The fact that a person makes himself small is only half the work. He also has to make himself big.
What?
More?
What is my prayer?
No.
To make myself big without making my ego big?
Ego is tough.
Ego is good. Don't be afraid of the ego. It just needs to be arranged properly, beautifully. It needs to be on the left line, at the heart of our tendencies and inclinations. I will have no work. Without the ego, I'm not able to make even a single effort, to even take even a single step towards the Creator. So don't be afraid when it raises its head, rears its head. We need to know how to work with it in a balanced way. And not that I wish to burn it, destroy it, kill it, no. I need to work with it together, mutually. Just like in a partnership, but such a partnership where I hold him beneath me with my strength, aim him towards how to work. You can't do it without the ego. Nothing will move. That's our nature. We don't destroy it. We simply aim it towards the Creator. And each one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. And I have to be happy that today I'm a greater egoist than yesterday. It's a sign that I have work to do, to take care of, and to advance.
What is the prayer to
make? Don't be afraid.
For the friends.
Just so I would have the intellect, the feeling, the energy to work correctly with my will to receive. That's it.
Beseder. No, nelech le'Itafor.
Let's go to Itafor.
Che cosa significa che soltanto attraverso.
Good morning, Rav.
Possiamo ricevere delizie e piacere dal Creatore.
What does it mean that through love of friends I receive the pleasure from the Creator?
You receive everything only through love of friends, only when you connect together. And you'll be like at least a small partsuf, then you will begin to receive through this partsuf the knowledge, the feeling, the result of the Creator's action on you. There is no other way.
Yes, lano makvijivan.
Рав, добрый день. А вот только что вы сказали, правильно организованное эго. Это.
You spoke about correct organization today. Is that the right organization of the intention?
Yes.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вопрос такой. Здесь написано, что человек должен увидеть сначала, что есть у группы, то есть каким имуществом обладают ее члены.
Hello, Rav. It says here that a person should see that there are merits of society. What kind of merits of society he writes here about?
Desire, confidence, willingness to connect, inclination towards the goal. This is the correct connection in the group, and each time you have to revise it and advance accordingly.
Да, дорогой учитель, расскажите, пожалуйста, немного о том, как вот это...
Yes, dear teacher, please tell us, how did you realize it when you were in the Rabash group?
Потом пытались это практически применить.
Let's say when you received that article from the group, how did you care about that? Did you try to realize that there are many practical advice here, like that the decision has to be done together with everyone, has to be accepted by all, no coercion? How did you realize it then?
During the lesson, we only read it. Once, sometimes even twice. We barely asked any questions. Rabash didn't want people to ask. Because people need to think, need to scrutinize it by themselves. Each one during the day has to think about it. First of all, the other thing is, we got an article once a week. It's not like today when each day we're learning a new article with you. Back then, we would get an article and for a whole week we would read that, the same article. So there was no need for additional things. You should read it. It takes you 5, 10, 15 minutes to read it. Read it at home, daily. The same article. And see how it settles in you. Even not the same article. The article that we read in the lesson, read it twice a day. I heard that you're doing it in the 10. And without the 10, try. And see how helpful it is.
You read the article. Then in your external behavior, did every friend try to behave as written?
We would not talk about it. You didn't talk about it. This is the person's inner work.
Hebrew
10.
Rav, he explains here the three stages of the assembly, that we have to first give praise, then make suggestions on how to acquire love of friends, and then the decisions in practice. How do you move from the second to the third stage? We always get stuck there.
Delve into the article and explain to us later how it's done.
Peter 1.
В этой статье Рабаш много пишет о том, что надо думать о величии Творца и говорить о величии Творца. Вот что из этого важнее, думать или говорить о величии?
In the article, there's a lot about the greatness of the Creator, talking about it and thinking about it. What's more important?
I think it's more important to think about it, because this is man's scrutiny with himself. To talk about the greatness of the Creator, that's already at a certain place for certain people in a limited way. But you need to do it for dissemination. We don't understand how much dissemination is helping us. Otherwise we would be immersed in it day and night without stop. Because what is dissemination? You are correcting the general kli. You want everyone to advance towards the Creator, and the Creator would fill everyone. That's how you give Him contentment, not when you are advancing. No, well, the Creator already advanced you. Now, you need to do it from scratch when you begin on the path. You need to advance towards the Creator by advancing others. Florida.
Да, спасибо большое. Я хотел спросить, как правильно понять, я поднимаю молитву к своим товарищам.
I wanted to ask how to properly understand so that we fill the prayer towards the friends. It's not the force of the Creator, or we need the force of the ten.
When I raise my prayer to the Creator, I do it also with the force of the ten. because I can't turn to him alone by myself. I must connect with the 10 and then turn to him.
PT 31.
When we say love covers all crimes, what crimes do we need? What do we need to cover?
Our lack of connection.
And what does it mean that I covered it with love?
That you managed to cause connection above the rejection and the hate. This is the meaning of covering it with love. There's nothing else. After the sin of the tree of knowledge, after the destruction, the shattering of the soul, we have either to reveal the shattering or to reconnect the broken pieces. These are the two steps, two stages we have to go through. The revelation of the sin and the correction of the sin. And of course, before that, we have to identify the sin, the shattering, the distance between us, not be impressed by it, not be despaired from it, not to cry from it, just to see it as the first essential stage in the correction, and then correct it. And be grateful that the Creator is revealing to us the gap between us, the hate, the rejection. And together with that, we should talk between us about the connection above the hate and rejection and not be afraid of it when we reveal it. It's good, actually.
Can you clarify what you said in the beginning, that we have to, let's say, to arrange the ego correctly? If I have rejections and I come with it to the meeting, how do we do it?
When you grab the snake, you grasp it and you control it and you go to work with it, because without it you have nothing to do.
Dale, Antonio.
Ora, in el texto habla de, de grado, cada cual conforma su grado. Este grado es la carencia de cada uno.
In the article it says that everyone according to his degree is the degree everyone's deficiency.
No, the importance of the work, the importance of the goal, that's a person's degree. The importance of the Creator, the importance of the group, the importance of the work. This determines a person's degree.
Bonjour Rav. Qu'est-ce que la dizaine doit faire en priorité chaque jour pour apporter de plus de plaisir au Créateur?
Rav, what should the 10 do every day to bring more contentment to the Creator?
It needs to check the level of the connection, the intensity of the connection, and to what extent this connection is reaching such a level where we can feel the Creator there. And if you can't, you should take care of that daily.
PT 23. Hello Rav, he writes in the article, come to the vineyard of your friend and eat as you're satiated. Following that, he writes, everyone should think what he should do so that he loves in his heart everyone from the society. My question, Rav, one time he writes to go out to the vineyard of his friend, another time he writes it's all in myself. So where am I, Rav?
Where are you? Look around you and see if you are in your place, or you, did you reach the vineyard of your fellow friend? And this is the Creator or the friends, depending on how you decipher it.
Am I only the observer in the process?
Sometimes it happens that we are only the observers.
And
we need to put in more and more effort in order to find out where we are to have it in our hands.
Доброе утро. Здесь пишется в статье, что человек должен обращать внимание.
It was said in the article that a person needs to pay attention, that when he makes efforts, that it won't be left without a reward, meaning it needs to be a commitment on the Creator's part that every exertion will be rewarded.
Yes. 56.
רב, צריך שיהיו כמה חברים שיריצו את הישיבה, שיעזרו לסדר של הישיבה, תתרעד.
Rav, there have to be some friends who will run the meeting, who will help the meeting, manage the meeting in the right way.
How do you have a meeting without running it? Without organizing it, there's no organizer, host, gabai.
Hello.
Well, there is.
Okay, so leave it like that. If eh, then eh.
Buongiorno, Rav. Hai detto poco fa che dobbiamo imparare a usare.
Good morning, Rav.
Ma chi è che?
You said that we need to know to how to control the ego. Who controls the ego? Me or the Creator through
the...
What difference does it make who controls the ego? Of course, you are entirely in the hands of the Creator. And He wants to teach you different things. So, He's giving you the imagination, imaginary feeling of being free. You can do this, you can do that. And then you need to try and complete this freedom of movement according to the desire of the Creator. And that's how a person learns. Let's say you're holding a child and you only give him the opportunity of taking one step forward. And he's trying to do that. That's how we advance. And that's how you learn. The more you learn, that's why it's written, make your desires His. So you're learning His desire, His will, and you do it until you understand the commandments, the very expansive commandments, not just a simple expansion. Place the leg this way or that way. Well, there are where to go, and what way to go, what to approach, what to do, and so on and so forth. You're already starting to perform complex actions until you begin to introduce into it your mind and your feeling and your understanding and a dialogue with your host or landlord and so on and so forth. That's how you do it. That's how you teach children, and this is how the Creator is teaching us. Pay attention to it.
Раф, мы постоянно учим, что необходимо перед товарищем принижать себя. Но вот
Раф, we always learn that I have to lower myself towards the friends, but I heard from you that it's only half the work. And to the same extent, it's important to increase the responsibility of myself. What's more effective?
Это более эффективно или все-таки принижать?
Like recently, I increased the responsibility towards the friends. Is that more effective?
This is the most beneficial. The fact that you want to raise your importance towards the friends to be responsible for them, this will advance you greatly. Together with that, you also need to make yourself small compared to them. Otherwise, you know what they need, what was good for them. Okay, we finished that. We have focus group. Let's hear them.
Yes, regarding the reward and the exertion, it says, don't put in your vessels. So why does Rabash say, I always have to check my vessels, are they full?
Because there's all sorts of situations in our work, there's always a thing and its opposite. It's always like that. Because you're constantly, you're in an ever-growing connection with the Creator, with the friends, and you have a very complex system before you.
So it's not clear how to organize the exertion of the, and the reward. The exertion should be the reward. And here he writes that we have to check that we don't exert for in vain. How do you arrange
right.
that?
There's no, you can't exert in vain. If you feel that you're working without receiving a reward, that's your ego doing this misdirection on you, and he's receiving your reward. He's working very cunningly, and you don't even feel that you're working for it.
Okay, Rav, how to examine that correctly? Also in dissemination, it's many times not clear. We need to see results, we don't need to see results. How to look at that?
Only if you're working together with a group, and you receive orders from them, they receive orders from you, and you advance in this way. Only if you are working on a common goal.
So my reward needs to be a feeling that we're working on a common goal?
And you also work on it. It's not just a feeling. You're also working on a common goal.
And with regards to the prayer that he writes, that a person has to demand from society after he arranges the praise, why praying is demanding for myself? Why from the society?
Demand what?
Demand correction. Praying, we learn that it's about scrutinizing yourself, seeing your flaws, not in the friends. So what is he right to have to demand from the friends?
Of course we need to demand. We give one line and he demands on another line. You can have a partnership, only that's only one-sided.
It
has to be a partnership. I to my beloved and my beloved to me. We are going with you to introduction to the tests, yes?
Yeah, we'll move on to the next part of the lesson, and before that we'll sing together.